Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rowe. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Rowe. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wayne Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Brown. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Paul Brown. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Graham. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Snider moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor throws to second for 1, and Wine throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Snider scores. Harkness moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Callison strikes out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Graham. Moran reaches second base with a double. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Moran scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Ray Culp now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine misplays the ball. That's an error on Wine. Hickman moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hickman trying to get to home. Callison throws the ball into Averill, who tags Hickman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Graham hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Culp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. Culp moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rowe. Culp moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hickman moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Neal. The throw from Averill and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. 2 outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Roe. Wine moves to second. Ray Culp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Culp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culp bunts in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to third. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Roe. Callison moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Callison scores. It's Mets, 3, Phillies, 3. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moran strikes out. 1 out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stallard strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Wayne Graham. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to second. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoke moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoke scores. Gonzalez scores. Culp moves to third. It's 5-3, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stallard. Culp scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 6-3, Phillies. Al Jackson now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers bunts towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Demeter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter scores. It's 7-3, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Al Moran. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Al Jackson. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Mets 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bernerth now pitching. Ted Schreiber now playing third base. Charlie Neal now playing shortstop. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal misplays the ball. That's an error on Neal. Gonzalez moves to second. Ruben Amaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Gonzalez steals third. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro bunts towards the mound. Bernerth juggles the ball. That's an error on Bernerth. Gonzalez scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Phillies. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Culp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Culp bunts towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaro moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Phillies. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-4 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Severs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Harkness moves to third. Neal moves to second. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schreiber takes first base on ball 4. Harkness scores. Neal moves to third. Coleman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Phillies. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Larry Beerneth. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.